In the beginning, the Ruach, the breath, the Spirit of God hovered over the waters. God created the heavens and the earth through His Word, through the breath of His power. And He saw all that He had made, and He said it was good. And then He said, let us make humankind in our image. And so out of the dust of the earth, God created Adam, who lay lifeless on the ground. Then God breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and he became a living being. And he saw all that he had made, and behold, it was very good. The word breath and creation and all the Hebrew scriptures is the same word for spirit and wind. And so the New Testament word pneuma is also the same word for spirit and breath. God creates. God recreates. He makes all things new by that same spirit and breath, especially on this day of Pentecost. I still think about the day my firstborn came into the world. She looked lifeless, discolored, and still. And then doctor, with great skill, cleared out her mouth and throat and lungs. And she took her first breath. And she startled me with her loud cry, and I turned to the doctor and asked, is she okay? And he said, that is a great sound. That's what we're looking for. And so it is with the birth of Christ's church. It's a great sound. The breath of God filling the lungs of his people. They immediately begin to share the mighty acts of God with people in all their various and diverse languages. Our gospel reading includes a kind of mini Pentecost, if you will, or a pre-Pentecost. Here Jesus breathes on his disciples and tells them to be filled with the Holy Spirit. It's also their commissioning to be messengers to the world. Just as Jesus was sent, so now he is sending his disciples out into the world. God creates, he recreates, and gives life to humanity. God equips his church, too, for that mission by that same breath and spirit of power. Did you notice that the disciples were gathered together in the upper room for this foretaste of Pentecost? And did you notice that the disciples were gathered together in the temple on the day of Pentecost? That's what the word church means. Ecclesia, gathering or assembly. If they had not gathered in expectation, they would have missed the filling of the Holy Spirit and the breath of God. At the end of our reading in Acts chapter 2, actually beyond our reading that we had in Acts chapter 2, it summarizes the life of the church, where the disciples gather daily to break bread, daily devoting themselves to the apostolic teaching, to Scripture. Daily they are breathing in God's Spirit and then going out to tell the good news. Luke says, the Lord added to their number daily to those who are being saved. I bet you know where I'm going with this. When we neglect the gathering together, when we don't receive God's gifts regularly, when we're not breathing in the grace of God's Spirit into our lungs that we need to live, we're not able to live that life He has called us to live. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. the Ten Commandments tell us. Scripture also warns us in Hebrews chapter 10, do not neglect to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. And so we breathe in. When we begin in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and we breathe out when we confess our sins in thought, word, and deed. We breathe in the Word of God as it is read to us. We breathe out when we sing our hymns and our psalms and our alleluias. We breathe in when we hear the Word of God preached rightly and faithfully. We breathe out when we confess our faith in the words of the Creed. We breathe in when we receive the body and blood of Jesus at the Lord's table, and we breathe out when we receive His gifts with thanksgiving, prayer, and praise on our lips. We breathe in when we receive the blessing in the name of the Triune God once again. We breathe out as God sends us forth out into the world to proclaim the good news. We all know what happens when the human body does not breathe in the oxygen that we need. We also know what happens when we don't breathe out the toxins that threaten to quickly poison us. So it is, not only with our bodies, but the body of Christ, us. We are the body of Christ. We need to breathe out the toxins of sin, death, and evil. And we need to breathe in the Holy Spirit into our lives. And we do so when we worship and fellowship together. We are filling the lungs of the church for the survival and life that we need. The day Jesus breathed on His disciples to receive the Holy Spirit, and when He commissioned them to be sent out into the world, was a kind of pre-Pentecost. Today is one of those post-Pentecosts, still a foretaste or an aftertaste of Pentecost. He still breathes on us. He still fills us with His Spirit. He sends us out into the world to be His messengers. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. What does this mean? The Catechism asks. I believe that I cannot by my own reason or strength believe in Jesus Christ my Lord or come to Him. But the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel, enlightened me with His gifts, sanctified and kept me in the true faith. In the same way, He calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies the whole Christian church on earth and keeps it with Jesus Christ in the one true faith. In this Christian church, He daily and richly forgives all my sins and the sins of all believers. On the last day, He will raise me and all the dead and give eternal life to me and all believers in Christ. This is most certainly true. And so the wind fills our sails for our journey ahead together as Christ's body. We breathe in the Spirit of God deep into our lungs, and we carry out the current of the Spirit into the world, breathing out the good news. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.